Number 22, in the matter of Selesi versus Wachovia Mortgage.
Good morning, Your Honor. Robert Lane, specially appearing on behalf of Wachovia Mortgage.
Good morning, Your Honor. I don't believe that Mr. Lane is attorney of record in this case, and I have not had a chance to see the attentive because it was not outside. I didn't notice he was here.
For status conferences, I allow parties to have special appearances on pretrial matters. I prefer to have the attorney that's actually going to try the case. We're going to move in that direction. As I understand it, this was a removal of a Superior Court case. Was this the unlawful detainer action?
Yes, Your Honor.
And
it's been removed twice. Mr. Selesi removed the matter to federal court prior to filing the bankruptcy. It was remanded both times. The last order by the court was that if he removed it again, the court would sanction him. We're now in bankruptcy. The unlawful detainer is completed. Judgment has been entered. I was counsel on that case. The lockout has been completed. Mr. Selesi is out of the house. We have possession. There's nothing left on the unlawful detainer. There was nothing left at the time he attempted to remove it here to the federal court or the bankruptcy court. The judgment had been entered at that time. Possession took place later.
All right. Mr. Selesi?
Yes, Your Honor. First of all, filed a notice of entry of request for entry of default, I believe August 23rd, on the adversary case, which is connected with the removal. And it was to also to prevent the completion of their theft of the house, which I reiterate Your Honor's declaration on 6909 that finding the foreclosure invalid, and I documented in the document that I filed on September 15th with this court with the transcripts, official transcripts, which stated that, plus my more correct transcription of that part, plus Your Honor's statement on 8609 that if Your Honor had found the foreclosure invalid, she would have not granted. It wouldn't have made sense to grant the relief from stay motion. And I think that this was an inadvertent mistake on the part of court.
Mr. Selesi, I've let you go on for some time. I know we seem to have a different interpretation of what I said. You've insisted that I made that finding, and I've indicated several times that I did not make that finding, and that was the reason at the time of the hearing that I did grant relief from stay, because I did not make a finding that the foreclosure sale was invalid. My recollection, again, is what happened at the relief from stay hearing is that there was a writ of possession. The writ of possession had been obtained. The writ of possession had been obtained after the foreclosure and also after the bankruptcy case had been filed. I did make a finding that the writ of possession had been obtained post-petition, and therefore the writ of possession was not valid. And therefore, and I think in with respect to the motion for relief from stay, I did not grant annulment as to the writ of possession. Therefore, it was necessary for Wachovia to obtain another writ of possession, since the first writ of possession had been invalidated by the fact that it had been filed after the bankruptcy was filed. I understand that you've taken the position that I made a finding at the relief from stay hearing that the foreclosure sale was invalid. It is my continued position that I did not make that finding, and based upon my own understanding of what I said, there has been a finding by this court that the foreclosure sale was invalid. With respect to the unlawful detainer action that's been removed into this court, there's already been an adjudication of the unlawful detainer matter, and so it really is not an appropriate matter for this court. That is why I indicated in my tentative ruling that as far as this state court matter is concerned, I am abstaining from hearing this matter at all. I don't think there's anything left for me to hear. But anyway, under 28 U.S.C. 1331c1, this is really a matter that ought to be resolved in state court. If you believe that the state court unlawful detainer judgment is improper, the appropriate avenue would be an appeal of the state court decision. So as far as this adversary is concerned, as I said before, I am going to abstain from this because this is really a matter that, to the extent there's anything left to be done, it needs to be done in state court.
But Your Honor, how is Your Honor intending to change what's on the record as to your finding of the foreclosure invalid, and which is on the record?
I'm not going to do anything about that, sir, because I've already stated several times that I did not make the finding. So,
an appeal to that.
Then if there's an appeal, then the appeal will run its course, and whatever the appellate court ultimately decides, I'll have to abide by.
But Your Honor has not yet issued or entered an order.
I've already entered an order granting the motion for relief from stay. I'm not going to enter any more orders because I did not make that finding.
I'm referring to the 8609 motion for the reimposition. I think that the court, the appellate, is waiting for the entry of that order in order to activate the actual appeal process. That's
when you're
going
to have to submit something. I am not aware that the appellate court is waiting for anything. If you've got something from the appellate court that says that, then you need to file it. But if they are waiting for something, is this before the bankruptcy appellate panel?
No, it's actually before the district court.
The district court? Okay.
Yes.
Well, if the district court has issued something saying that they're not going to proceed until they have something from this court, then I would need to see something from the district court that says that.
And my question is that would it be the district court of Judge Carter, which has the other case, or would it be just the clerk's office?
I have no idea because I don't know procedurally what's going on, and I'm not familiar with what's going on before Judge Carter. All I can say is that with respect to whatever it is that's on appeal, if it's before the district court, then the district court determines, you know, what information or what it needs in terms of the record. Typically, if an appellate court cannot proceed because something is missing, I would assume, although again, I've never sat on the district court, so I don't know what their procedures are, but I would assume that they would issue something saying we need this for the record. So far, I haven't seen that, so I can't give any opinion and I can't make any finding or anything on that because I don't know what is going on with the district court matter.
Yeah, has Your Honor seen the document I filed on Monday with the court transcripts of the two
sessions? Sir, we've gone around and around with that. All I can tell you is, however a transcriber has decided to transcribe that, there's nothing I can do about that. All I'm saying is, as I said before, I did not make a determination that the foreclosure was invalid. Now, if you want to take that up on appeal, that I'm denying that that finding occurred, that's fine. But I'm not going to make any further ruling based upon your premise that I invalidated the foreclosure, because I didn't. I understand we have a difference of opinion about that, but, you know, since I'm the one that makes the findings, I'm making a finding I did not make that finding.
Besides that, Your Honor, although I object to Your Honor's determination, but besides that, I'm entitled to file an adversary proceeding, and in this case I have done because...
No, this is a removal from state court.
But it's also an adversary proceeding, and
it's called an adversary proceeding because it was removed from state court.
Right.
However, I can abstain, which I am in this case, because this is a state court matter.
Right.
The state court has already entered a judgment, okay, and the appropriate procedure would be to appeal that state court decision. Okay? So when you remove something, it's a clerical sort of thing. I mean, once it's removed, the clerk's office has to do something with it, so they assign an adversary number to it. I'm not saying it doesn't have an adversary number, but what I'm saying is that it is an unlawful detainer state court matter. It was removed from state court. The state court has ruled on it, and so the appropriate procedure would be to pursue an appeal of the state court decision.
But, Your Honor, how about the bankruptcy removals, which are completely independent and can actually, I believe, if I...
Well, here's the thing. The removal procedure cannot be used to substitute for an appeal. I mean, that's pretty clear.
Okay.
And so what I'm saying to you is that this matter is purely, absolutely a state court matter, being an unlawful detainer action in state court that was actually filed by Wachovia.
It wasn't, Your Honor. It was a fraudulent, fictional non-entity.
I know that's your position, but I'm just saying this is how it was filed in state court. You may disagree with their status.
That's their position also.
I know, but this is how it was filed in state court.
Right.
Okay, if I were to look at the pleadings, that's what they would say in state court. If I were to look at the judgment, the state court ruled however it ruled. But the bottom line is, and I am going to, I apologize, I am going to have to move on because I do have other matters on calendar, but as far as this matter is concerned, with respect to this California Superior Court case, this matter will be remanded back to state court because I'm going to abstain on the basis that this is purely a state court matter that has already been adjudicated in state court, and the appropriate procedure would be to pursue an appeal of the state court judgment. So I know you don't agree with that. I understand it. A lot of people don't agree with me on a lot of things, so
right.
I get that. I'm not unsympathetic to that, but, you know, that's where we are on this.
But, Your Honor, what about if I were to just have a pure adversary proceeding?
I cannot give you any legal advice. I'm not allowed to do that.
I know, but that's what I'm trying to do with this case now.
This is a removed case. Okay?
Yeah, but I can amend it to make it a pure adversary proceeding.
No, this is going to be, I'm totally abstaining from this. This is an unlawful detainer action that's already been decided. So I am going to abstain from this completely.
Yes, but Your Honor, I repeat that the judgment they obtained was a fraudulent judgment.
I know that's your position.
It was never obtained or entered. It was complete fraud.
I understand that's your position, but at this point, the appropriate procedure would be to appeal that decision if you think it was wrongly decided in the state court.
Right.
Right.
Which I will do.
Okay. All right.
Your Honor, if I may just briefly, and thank you, Your Honor. I just want to state, the court has indicated it's proper for appeal, and I merely want to clarify the obvious that if the appeal time is run, then no appeal is appropriate.
Obviously, if you're going to take an appeal, it has to be in accordance with California state law. I mean, and at this point, I don't know whether the appeal period is run, but California law applies, obviously, with respect to whether or not the appeal is... A period has or has not expired. Let me be clear about this also. I am not making a finding that the appeal period has expired or has not expired. I'm making no finding that way, okay? Whatever it is, but it needs to happen. Whatever is going to happen needs to happen in state court.
Right. Just if I may, Your Honor.
And I'm really going to have to wrap because there are a lot of people that are waiting to be heard on.
Right, just to complete the record, the appeal time hasn't run because it was told I was never served with the fraudulent judgment, which had a backdated proof of service,
Again, these are all matters that can be resolved over on the state court side, but I want to be very clear as far as the, you know, whether an appeal is possible or not in state court, totally to be decided by state court. I'm not making a finding one way or another on that, okay? Except that this matter is going to go back to state court. Okay.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right. Thank you. Number 23 in the matter.